It's the bloody gutter, isn't it? It's back. You've all been harassing me on social media. I've got a life to lead, you know. But no, seriously, yeah, I'm doing loads. Yeah, the gutter's back, or is it? We're going to find that out. That's sort of the subtitle of this one. I've got Neil with me. I've got Dan Austin. I've got Adam Smith. And we're doing a slightly different format today. We're videoing and audioing, aren't we, Neil? And Neil has got some serious stats stuff for us, which we haven't done before, beyond me going, he's French and he plays left back occasionally. We're going a bit deeper than that on our drill downs. Adam's looking frightened. So, Neil, do you want to quickly explain what you're going to try and do?
What we're going to try and do is we've kicked around how we use the stats in different ways, and we've been thinking about it during the lockdown periods, and I feel it's better where possible we can embed the excellent stats bomb stuff within the shows. So this is audio and video. Now, the video people will have the slides, but we will be talking about the slides, so it should work as audio as well, and I'll be trying to make it work. So when there's a player we don't know, and just to give you a heads up on this one, it will be OAR, who Dan Austin will pronounce better than me, Saka and Dembele through this show. We'll talk a little bit. I'll talk a little bit about the stats for them this season, last season, couple of positional little bits and pieces, and then sort of muck in on everything else. But from there, you know, we'll start with other things and where you don't need stats. For instance, we're also going to talk about Coutinho. There's no point in me going into a statistical deep dive around Philip Coutinho, as everybody's seen him play football loads. So hopefully it will all embed nicely. And if it doesn't, you can tell us and we'll rethink.
Okay. We shall look forward to that. We will start with Coutinho. We've got a number of names for you. The disclaimer up front is, I'm sure everyone's aware, listening or watching, that it was very much front and centre in the media recently that Liverpool pulled out of the Timo Werner deal, supposedly because of finances, and Klopp made comments along the lines of, I can't really be very well. He more or less said, I can't really be spending X million on players and offering X huge salaries to lads, whilst I'm also talking to the rest of my squad about possibly deferring or reducing wages. So that was the context of it. That doesn't mean Liverpool won't do business, and we're going to look at the possible business Liverpool might do.